With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO is charged with murder as an act of terrorism. Prosecutors disclosed that indictment as they worked to bring Luigi Mangione to New York from a Pennsylvania jail. The 26-year-old already has been charged with murder in the December 4th killing of Brian Thompson. The terror allegation is new. GOP Representative Tom McClintock of California says it's time to crack down on sanctuary cities.
In the next session, our first priority has got to be to enact H.R. 2 to assure that future presidents cannot subvert the law as Biden has, and then to sanction sanctuary jurisdictions that are protecting criminal illegal aliens from deportation.
McClintock is a member of the House Border Security Caucus, which held a news conference this morning on Capitol Hill on the priorities of the incoming Trump administration. McClintock says President Biden has been a disaster on immigration policy. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Amanda Seitz reports on a new poll about American views on Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s pick to be the national top health official.
Americans overall are less positive about Kennedy, with about 4 in 10 U.S. adults disapproving and about 3 in 10 approving of his appointment to Trump's cabinet, according to a new AP NORC poll. Views are split along party lines, however. Most Republicans approve of Kennedy's appointment, and although he hails from a powerful Democratic dynasty, about 6 in 10 Democrats strongly disapprove of the Kennedy nomination.
Federal officials likely signaling a slower pace of interest rate cuts next year, which would mean that Americans might enjoy only slight relief from still high borrowing costs. The Dow is ahead 137 points, the NASDAQ up 41. This is SRN News. Another legal battle over Colorado law and the LGBT agenda. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Alliance Defending Freedom is asking the Supreme Court to take up the case of a Christian counselor who is challenging the state's anti-conversion statute. It bars counselors from seeking to help anyone under the age of 18 from quitting the homosexual lifestyle. Colorado has already been before the high court twice in recent years, losing an effort to force a Christian baker to make a gay wedding cake and losing an effort to force a Christian web designer to work on gay weddings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another Japanese court has ruled that the country's ban on gay marriage is unconstitutional. The decision by the court in southern Japan marks the 8th victory out of 9 rulings since the first group of LGBT plaintiffs filed lawsuits in 2019. 2 more high court rulings are pending in Osaka and Nagoya and are expected in March. This is SRN News. Tragedy in a Texas jail.
A detention officer in a Waxahachie, Texas jail has died after being physically assaulted by an inmate while returning the man to his cell. 28-year-old Isaiah Patrick Bias was beaten Monday at the Ellis County Jail just south of Dallas. Sheriff Brad Norman says 45-year-old Aaron Simeon Thompson has now been charged with capital murder. Bias worked for the sheriff's office nearly 7 years. Jason Walker reporting.
Rayful Edmund, a notorious drug kingpin who controlled a significant portion of Washington, D.C.'s cocaine trade during the 1980s crack epidemic, has died in federal custody. He was 60 years old, known as the King of Cocaine. Edmund ran a vast drug network tied to numerous homicides. Arrested in 1989 at 24, he was sentenced to life in prison. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.